In Northwest News on KPLU, labor groups are planning a protest tomorrow outside the Seattle headquarters of Dairy Gold. They say the farm cooperative that owns Dairy Gold needs to do more to improve employee safety after a young worker's death earlier this year. More from KPLU business and labor reporter Ashley Gross.
According to the United Farm Workers Union, Randy Vasquez showed up to work the night shift at Riverview Ranch in Yakima County on February 24th. He strapped himself into a front loader to go feed the cows.
He went to work and went to feed the cows, and he just never went back to the milking parlor.
Indira Trejo works for the United Farm Workers. She says the reason he never went back to milk the cows is that the front loader he was driving fell into a manure pond. The coroner's report says he died from inhaling wastewater sludge. He wasn't found until the next morning. Vasquez left behind a girlfriend and two young children. She will be at this week's protest, calling on Dairy Gold to meet with her and the United Farm Workers to talk about worker safety. Dairy Gold's owner, the cooperative known as the Northwest Dairy Association, says it offers, quote, sincere sympathy to Vasquez's family, but says the accident was an anomaly. The association says the member farms are proud of their safety records, but are always looking for ways to improve. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.